Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
I said, you know, when I was your age, when I was like a kid, I got like beat a lot. Like I would tell her something. She's like, what happened? I was like, oh, I got in trouble. I got hit like frequently. I didn't know how to explain to her that I got a whooping. And she was like, well, did you hit them back? I was like, no. That's not.
But that's what Drew is raised to understand. Like we're raising our child to protect yourself. If someone puts their hands on you, you are allowed to respond. And so in her mind,
she's like, if you
being
hit me,
beat or whatever, being hit.
If we say, Drew, I'm going to pop you, shit, I'm going to pop you. She's like, Drew, this is not one of these times where we are going back and
we
forth.
We are fucking up.
We are not having a discussion about who is hitting who.
Maybe we fucked up. But then she'll say that and she'll apologize. She's like, okay, I'm not going to pop you. Like, yo, now we're having a different conversation.
All right, we're good. One, two, three, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get into the mood? I tell them pump them keys while I keep up with your shoes. We got a real nice thing in the pattern of the groove. I can feel it flowing through. I see the sun so clear when you roll it down your back. As a matter of fact.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy. And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real-ish time. Welcome all, a new veteran listeners.
Yes, we appreciate y'all. Shout out to our A1 Day Ones, Chosen Family, and Gang Gang over on Patreon. We love y'all.
Yes, y'all are some real ones, and thank you for your continued support and community, and thank you to all our listeners for turning into this episode. This is our first mini episode of this season.
Mm-hmm.
As a reminder, mini episodes are only about us, our lives as like a parent,
yeah.
And we haven't done one in a minute, and so many of our listeners and audience and patrons are parents, and sometimes we gotta talk about these kids, okay?
Yeah, now we gotta air some shit out. No, it's fine. This is not one of them episodes.
But if you want to hear one of those episodes, Let's Not Fight mini episode was a really fun one to record, and
it was
a very popular one
and still holds true.
We recorded it the first year of the pandemic, and when we were all at home and Drew was not in daycare.
Good times.
And I was sore because she kept climbing on me, and Mikey hated animal characters. So it's a really fun episode.
Yo, what was her name? Lulu?
Yeah. Just for your daughter to be Lulu.
Oh, God.
Remember when she went through her noodle phase?
For like a week.
We're also counting
the
time.
She thinks noodles are poor.
We're also, Mikey, no, she doesn't.
You'd be like, ew, I don't want this.
No, she don't. She won't. Right. Okay, we're not going to do this. So yeah, so many episodes are just about parenting. But you'll enjoy it even if you aren't a parent, or even if, you know, all the things. We too understand what it's like to not want to deal with kids ourselves. But again, y'all, we know we've been gone for a few weeks, but we miss y'all, and we are here, and we are recording, and we are not dipping on y'all again, okay?
No.
This has come down to a matter of having time to record. And if you have kids, you know what we mean. So.
But we're here.
But we're here. So, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this little human.
Okay, so.
What's the backstory?
We do not do a fight or flight on this episode. I just want to make sure we say that. So okay. We'd be like, oh, y'all, no, we don't do fight or flight on this episode.
Mini.
Because it is a mini. It's supposed to be short. So I'm going to move on. All right. You ready, babe?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's get into it. We hope you enjoy. That's your line.
Oh, we hope you enjoy.
Main topic. We turned out fine. Kind of.
Backstory, love.
Yeah.
So we have been raising an alien disguised as a human,
mm-hmm.
and doing so has shown us many things about our childhoods. It's actually triggered a lot of not triggered in a bad way. It set off a lot of very interesting conversations that you and I end up having late nights, early morning, randomly on car rides, because we realized that the way that we're parenting
is so different. It's
very weird compared to the way that we were parented.
Yeah.
Very weird. And we'll talk about some of those comparisons. But
why do you think we're parenting this way?
Because of how we were parented. And I don't think it's like a bad thing, right? Like, yeah. I like a lot of the stuff I'm lost in as far as like how to father and certain things, because I ain't had no daddy. I didn't know how this works. So like I'm making stuff up as I go. I'm like pulling pieces.
I had no daddy around when I was growing. Do you remember? That's why I'm wild and I don't give a fuck. Mikey, do you remember that song?
I do remember
you just
that
made
song.
Me think of it. Okay.
Why are you singing
I'm
it?
Sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But Mikey, you literally said,
what's the name of that song?
No we'll daddy.
That has to be a better title. All right, you Google.
Go ahead. Finish your thing. I'm sorry.
All right. So not having a father and then having two father, you just kind of like, what do you go off of? Right. Like I had mentors. I had like male teachers. This is not movies. That's what like the guides were. So like it just looked weird coming from or like from the position of people who were like, that's not what you had growing up. So like, why are you doing that? Or like, because I have this, you know, it's kind of like, at least that's how I look at it. Why do you think?
Also because of how I was I was raised and parented, but also because I understand that Drew does not belong to me. A book I highly recommend that I read when I was pregnant with her was The Conscious Parent. And it really talks about like how we're here to be like a vessel and a guide, and that these kids are their own people. They have their own heart, souls. And like logically that makes sense. But we all know that many parents, including in a lot of cases our own, and including in a lot of cases sometimes when we're triggered, us think that these kids are like little mirrors, or like they are mirrors, but the many people and like many versions of us, and they have to meet all our expectations and do all the things we never got to do, or do all the things we did get to do and we love.
Just made me think of something.
And so but reading that book really like stuck into me, is like, that's too much pressure. She didn't ask to be here. So like being like, okay, if she doesn't belong to me and I'm not entitled to her presence when she gets older, and we all just trying to survive until she gets of age, you know, then like, how should I be with her? And like, and I really want to know Drew. We both really want to know her, and not just like her when she's like code switching with us and all this stuff, but like, who are you when you are being emotionally manipulative? And
which is just interesting to discover.
Like, because she is. She knows what she's doing. But yeah, so, and we know that the only way so far we've been able to do that is to let her be
in the most yeah. So you reminded me of a thing that I saw recently on, I want to say it was Instagram, I think it was like a reel, and it was a woman and she was arguing like how people talk about their like legacy and like the pressure that puts on like your children. She's like, your child is not your legacy. I immediately was like, what are you talking about? That doesn't make sense. That's exactly what it is. Like, but normally whenever I have these thoughts immediately, I'd be like, something may be wrong with like what I'm thinking. I went to the comments and everybody was like, she don't know what she's talking about. Like, this is another example of like a woman just like talking to her ass, like just saying stuff. Like, I went to Google the definition of legacy. It is literally something that you leave behind. It is not your child. It is something that you leave for them. But large part of our community take on the concept of like our legacy is like our children also, like, because that's something that we leave behind. But she's not like a thing that
she's,
I'm like
her
leaving
whole
behind. Like,
separate.
What I give to her is my legacy. What she chooses to do with that from that point on is her legacy. Like, that's how.
And what if, God forbid,
works.
You outlive her?
That part.
Then, like, what does that mean about
what
your legacy?
What does that
legacy?
Mean? I have no legacy. No, that's not how it works. So I was like, words mean shit.
Yes.
Like, the literal definition of it helped, like, straighten that out. But a lot of, I want, at least it's my goal to not leave a lot of, like, unnecessary pressure on this child that she didn't ask for and that I know doesn't make sense to put on her.
And she already got so much of it in her DNA. Like, some things are just ancestral. Yeah. So, like, we don't need to add on to that. And before we move on, you know, I just finished Roseanne Barr's daughter memoir.
You know, Randy got me watching Roseanne.
Yo. The original. And it is hilarious. And little Rand, teenage Rand, used to watch it all the time on Nick at Night at my grandma's house. And that's what we're doing right now. But anyway, so of course I went down this rabbit hole of knowledge and I got her daughter's memoir that she just put out, like, I think in 2022. It was really good. But she says when she starts having kids that her and her husband agreed that, like, they'd rather their kids, if their kids are gonna hate themselves, or like hate them, or she would rather her kids hate her than themselves. So like, she's like, here we are, you know, like if you're gonna have issues, it won't be because I gave them to you, you
know?
That's
fair.
And like, it won't be because of something you've internalized falsely about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at. I'm like, okay, I know I'm paying for therapy. I know already. I'm just like gonna, that. I'm gonna like apologize. You know, just gonna, I did my best. And I'm gonna actually make sure I actually did do my best and not no bullshit. Like, you know, so yeah. So, speaking of...
You know who just posted about this today? The woman that I follow on Instagram. You follow her, too. She basically talks about, like, gentle parenting, her experience with her...
Yes,
with
Desi.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. She just said, I hate apologizing to my kid. Like,
oh, yeah.
She was like, something in me is like, but, like, I do it. And she, like, she went on to explain the reasons, but...
We apologize all the time.
It's so
weird.
And
Drew does too, but then she wants apologies.
We're trying to model this behavior, but like this child is taking it.
And then she's like, okay, well, I said sorry. So now it's your turn.
Say sorry. I was like,
what am I sorry for? Well, you told me to stop and I didn't want to stop.
So say sorry.
And I was like, that's not how none of this works.
And then she get confused, like, but we was apologizing.
Ma'am.
Like, it's not.
You're missing key. So there's something we need to do better.
We're figuring it out.
But yeah.
Still, but yeah.
So when it concerns this episode, we again want to talk about four things total. And to start, four things total. What parenting Drew has made us realize about our childhoods.
All right. You go first.
Me first. We were beat a lot. I know that I talk about this all the time, but it is the one thing, the one constant thing since I have been a mom and a parent,
mm-hmm.
and watching you parent, that I literally I am reminded of every day. Now, even when we're just like chilling, we were hit.
You're not crazy.
We were hit so much by these big adults. Like, I have been slapped by both my parents. I have been choked out by one of them. Grown people. Before I could drink or drive or anything, I have been beat with belts.
Did you write a list of the things you were beat with?
I've been beat with like belts and combs and hands. But like, I got beat for
belts,
like
pots and pans.
I've got beat for like some of the dumbest shit. Like in hindsight,
mm-hmm.
because our parents, you know.
You do what you have, what you can with what you know.
I guess. But
yes, right.
I guess. And so, like, they really prided themselves on not hitting us with like extension cords and like switches and like, oh, you better be happy I'm not braiding the switch. Like,
yeah,
what?
Because that's what they knew.
But you're still making me watch my sister get her ass beat. And then you want
me. Yeah, when you tell me, that's just weird.
You want me to lay
that's
down
actually not normal.
After she gets beat.
That's not normal. You want
me to lay down willingly.
There are people who have heard you explain that story before that look exactly like I look. It was like, that's not.
That's what was always normal. My norm. That is how we got beat. Together, you going to fight, you're going to get beat together, but you're going to watch. And he always would start with Bree. Like, why were you making me? Why are you starting with the baby?
Okay. So
anyway,
mm-hmm.
we got beat a lot and it wasn't called for. It wasn't. We weren't bad kids. We're dumb, you know, like, but some of the stuff we got beat for, it doesn't make any sense. And so when parenting Drew, you know, Drew got a mouth on her.
She does.
Drew got a mouth on her.
Absolutely does.
No, like she's using real words and she has real feelings. She has real thoughts that she wants to tell you and she has something to say. And she wants to make sure that you heard her.
And that was definitely beat out of us.
And I mean, like, I look at her sometimes and I wonder, who I could have been. If I was allowed to like have opinions that were differing, if I was allowed to just try some shit, let me say, Drew will be like, funny story.
Where are you going with this?
Remember I told you, okay, y'all, funny story. This is what I would have got beat for. I would have got beat for this. Actually, I'm gonna tell y'all two stories. One story. I'm serious, Mike.
Go ahead.
One story. So when I was a kid, we used to get those VCR tapes from the library to watch movies, and mm-hmm. I went through this Michael Jackson phase where I got his all his music videos. They compiled like a VHS of it, like mm-hmm. everything music video he's ever done, and we would constantly check it out. And
I used to make that tape.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so one night, randomly, like I don't know, I think I saw somebody at school do it, or me and Bree were like, "Oh, look, arm does this. So I'm holding on my elbow and showing Mike. I pulled down my elbow skin like this. Mm-hmm. And I went to my parents' room and I said, Mom, look. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what is that supposed to mean? And I was like, I don't know. I was just in it cool and weird. And she was like, that's inappropriate. She said something. She basically told me I couldn't watch the Michael Jackson videotapes anymore.
What?
Yeah. So I got in like a lot of trouble. And I was like, I had to like go in my room and like think about what I did.
Pulling at your elbow skin?
Yeah, like this. I don't know what it looks like, but like
I'm an adult and I still, I've done that as a kid. And
I was like, look.
And what is it supposed to look like?
I don't fucking know. What it reminded her of. It triggered her for some reason. It triggered her and I got in trouble. And like, that was not an instance of getting beat, but like, that's like the extremes of it. Like, it was just like, I found myself not realizing if I got older how often I walk on eggshells. Mm-hmm. And Drew is not an eggshell walker.
No.
Now, our daughter. So she's in her room whispering to herself. Whisper, whisper, whisper. I'm just red flag. Yeah. And I'm just like, you know, it's her business. Mm-hmm. I don't hear her. It's fine. I go and give her a kiss goodnight. She goes, Mommy, I'm sorry. And I was like, sorry about what? She was like, I've been in here saying.
Hold on a second. I know what this is. Okay, go ahead.
I've been in here saying bad words. And I was like, okay, I didn't hear her, so I'm confused about how to parent because I don't.
She started with an apology.
Not even just that. I didn't hear you, so like, it's not my business. Like, I don't know. Like, this is your room. Like, you're a person. Like, yeah, you gonna curse? I was like, okay, well, what?
No, you're not gonna curse.
I'm just like,
go ahead.
She is gonna curse,
mm-mm.
Mikey.
No,
she is. No. She don't have like it. Don't obviously we have like.
Go ahead.
I'm like, okay, Drew. Well, what do you want? I didn't know what she wanted from me. And I was like, okay, well, she was like, so I said, bitch. And I said, damn. And I said, shit. And I'm trying so hard not to laugh because you know how your daughter is. And mm-hmm. She was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, okay, well, don't do it. Like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, am I saying you not to like, don't do it again? Or
yes,
like,
that's what you're supposed to
or
say.
Don't like, get caught or like this is your
you're
room.
You're saying
like,
don't do it again, which essentially means don't get caught.
But like we're like, not. I was like, well, Drew, I'm not, and I was trying to start laughing. I was like, Drew, I'm not mad at you. Like she was really distraught, and I was like, well, I didn't hear you. So in this case, you wouldn't necessarily have to tell me. Like I didn't know what to do, but like I would have gotten. I would not have even. I would not have even made it through the pronunciation, I don't think, of these words. I would have got beat. And I remember being her age, being told to turn around, I got a surprise for you, just to be getting my ass beat, realizing it wasn't a surprise. I was getting a whooping, you know. Meanwhile, this girl think a belt is a leash. So I'm realizing that, like, we got hit a lot. And when you get hit a lot, it really does. People are like, oh, I turned out fine. Did you? Because you're afraid of, like, speaking up for yourself, and you think that you're gonna get in trouble all mm-hmm. the time, and you are not very courageous, you know. And I only know that because I know that I'm learning to be, but Drew is not afraid, and that's what I realized. Like, this girl is unafraid. She respects us and she cares about how we feel about her. She's always asking, are you angry with me? Do you hate me? You know, do you still like me? And she's like, girl, what? But she's not afraid.
No.
Cause she's just
and
like
that fearlessness is something that I think that we do a good job with like nurturing. We also talk to this girl
a lot.
Y'all can imagine. Where these conversations came from. Like she would hear a song in passing. She'd hear us stub a toe and curse. She'd hear words and she'd mm-hmm. be like, can I say
shit?
Shit. And we'd be like, no, Drew, that's not a word that you can say. And so because we had a conversation, I was like, that's a mommy daddy word. When you're older, these are some of the words that you say when you like, as a kid, this is not something that I want you to be saying like out and around people now. However, when you get older, like I'm literally explaining it to her, when you get older, words mean things and they're also forms of expression. So if you were to hit your foot when you are older one day and you said shit, I'm not going to be mad at you. But at this point in your life,
you
I need
no
you
reason.
To not say those words. You're like, got it. And so since then, she's committed to this list of words that she understands she's not supposed to say.
And she'll hear it.
Which makes that shit funny.
Yeah.
That she was like, Mom, I just been sitting here whispering all the words that I remember is not words I'm supposed to say.
She just told
and I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
She's like, Drew, you don't have to, okay?
The child is sick.
I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
However, and also, like, your point, I think it became really clear to me because the same applies to me as well. I was amazed by, like, the frequency of it when I think about it. Because mm-hmm. there are things that Drew has said or done that I would have just got popped for. Mm-hmm. Like,
in the throat, in the mouth.
And like,
in the
she don't even know. Like, she just be continuing to make eye contact as if, like, she's not in danger.
I actually told her.
And
I
she's
said,
not.
I said, you know, when I was your age, when I was, like, a kid, I got like beat a lot. Like I would tell her something. She's like, what happened? I was like, oh, I got in trouble. I got hit like frequently. I didn't know how to explain to her that I got a whooping. And she was like, well, did you hit them back? I was like, no. That's not.
But that's what she. Drew is raised to understand. Like we're raising our child to protect yourself. If someone puts their hands on you, you are allowed to respond. And so in her mind,
she's like, if you
being
hit me,
beat or whatever, being hit.
If we say Drew, I'm a pop you. She's like, I'm a pop you. I'm just like, Drew, this is not one of these times where we are going back and
we
forth.
We are fucking up.
We are not having a discussion about who is hitting who.
Maybe we fucked up. But then she'll say that and then she'll apologize. She's like, okay, I'm not gonna pop you. Like, yo, now we're having a different conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. She's like, let's use our words, Dad. I was like, all right. No, the first time she said that to me, I was dying.
Was she raised your mom's shoe? At her for trying to hit you with her. Mikey's mom was chasing him, trying to hit him with her shoe, and Drew was like, not my
like,
daddy.
We were playing.
Yes.
And I had said something about my mom. It was like stemming from something that she had made fun of Randy about or whatever. And my mom picked up his shoe and I started like running. And Drew saw this and immediately jumped into like defense and grabbed another shoe.
Mom's shoe.
And chased after her grandmother with
the
shoe while she's chasing after me.
And then
me.
When we were like, Drew, don't raise the shoe with your grandmother, Drew pointed at her grandmother with the shoe in her hand.
And dropped it
like a mic
like
drop.
A microphone.
And mom was just standing there looking at her like, who the hell is this?
And then we all walked away like a gang. Because that's what it is.
So that's what I mean. Like, that is not, there is no fear. She trusts us not to hit her.
And she also getting tired of lectures.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it has this desired effect. But then I'm learning the lecture stick. Because you out here repeating all of the stuff that I say to you when I discipline you to other people.
Yeah. That's what you say.
It's so weird.
Okay. So how about you?
Okay.
Sorry. Wait. I cut you off from your thing. Did you finish your...
No, it's just the frequency of it. I didn't realize... I know that I was hit a lot. I was beat a lot. But I also... And I know the reasoning for it. It's just so interesting to see like... In parallel, every situation that because she's done the same thing, mm-hmm. and my response wasn't like sometimes I gotta like laugh it off. Sometimes I'm making a serious face. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, Drew, come here, let's talk about it. And I reel her in, and she like listens or whatever. But like for me, it's interesting that the first action isn't pop, leading to whatever I would have done. Like, you know, I would have apologized, and maybe I didn't mean it. Like, now mm-hmm. I'm just saying sorry because I want to be hit again, not because I think I did something wrong or mm-hmm. I even understand what the hell just happened. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying sorry because. That seems like the thing that made you stop hitting me last time. Mm-hmm. You ever been beat so many times or getting beat and you just keep saying sorry, hoping that
you
it will like...
You start saying sorry before you get hit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But if you keep repeating it, maybe it'll stop it.
And they get mad. They gonna shut the fuck up.
You're not sorry.
You was sorry when you did
sorry
it.
When you did. You're not sorry right now. I'm gonna show you sorry.
You just want me to... I'm just... It's so bad.
What you crying for?
Because I'm getting beat.
I'm in pain.
There is a belt.
I'm going to give you something to cry about. You already are. Actively. You're actively giving me something to cry about.
Yeah.
Good times.
Was it?
Good times. The best of times. Yeah, because then I'd bond with my sister afterwards.
No.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, man, you took that like a
champ. You know the worst thing is getting beat for fighting just to end up inside the beating holding each other. Because we were...
It's not normal. It's not normal. It's not normal. This is not a normal thing.
Is that not normal? Somebody email us or send a message. Did y'all get beat like that?
You know what?
If you had
specifically twins. Maybe if there's some twins out there listening.
Or
this is an experience you had.
Irish twins or just kids.
Where y'all got beat while holding each other. Can you just share?
Yeah, because he would make Brie lay down first. And he would be
stop explaining.
No, I got to. And then I would go. Doesn't make sense. And then we would end up holding each other and get beat together. So it was like a three-part.
I'm open to being wrong. But nah. And also, I don't know any... We would have never just said okay.
What do you mean?
Like, we would have revolted. Is how, like, me and my siblings. Like, that's not... No.
Well, we've heard my dad's episode. You ever try revolting against a nigga on drugs? No.
No.
So, here we go.
I ain't have a daddy.
So, here we go. Okay, Mike, your turn. What's your...
So, mine kind of leads from, like, some of the other stuff we've talked about. I have learned that... Atu was a character, man. Drew is a whole character. She is.
Yeah.
She's like everything on the spectrum
of what a goofball, emo,
goth,
angry
superhero.
Like, what are you? Like, on any given day, I can't really pinpoint how it's going. I don't know how it's going to end based off of the start of the day. I never know what could happen in between either. I just know that she's consistently her, which is weird. But like, she started off literally what we talked about yesterday. Drew went to sleep in ass yesterday, mm-hmm. which means that she's going to wake up
happy.
As the most pleasant person. And it's going to be so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But when Drew woke up and we were talking, hi, father. I love you. Why are you hugging me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, I'm so happy. Did you sleep well? Nigga, yeah. you called me everything but
she
a child of God
me.
Last night. Right? Like, just
tell me everything. Did you dream? Tell me everything. Tell me all about it.
Last night. No, yesterday you cried from the moment I picked you up from school to the moment we got home for no reason.
Yeah.
She
explained she didn't know.
It doesn't matter.
She didn't know why she was crying.
It's wild. It doesn't make sense. While crying, this girl says, I don't know why I'm crying, but I'm crying.
She's a Pisces.
I don't want to act like everything's okay. I was like, oh, okay, you don't have to act like everything's okay, but what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. So everything's okay?
She just needs to feel her feelings.
Doesn't make sense. A character. She'd be all over the place. Like, but I love it. It's like, she's so weird.
And you also were a character.
Yeah, like,
saying.
I remember when I was younger, and I think that my aunts and uncles and cousins would attest to this as well. And some things don't change. I'm still me. Like, I was a character. I was a goofball. I remember being like that happy kid who just got to be a kid for a while. I was that kid that just was constantly running around in his underwear. I was that kid that broke out of the house and was found in a parking lot by the neighbor. He was like, hey, is this your baby? Like, in the projects. Like, I was that kid. Like, I'm that kid that just got into everything,
mm-hmm.
and was cool with everybody and was loved by mad people and was like always smiling. And like always trying to like be the best version of myself at something. And mm-hmm. Drew is like that same thing times 10. And it's hilarious.
It is.
It's hilarious. And I love it. I love the character that she is. And I love that that character is actually just who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that we haven't beat her into behaving a certain way. Or like forced her to act a certain way. None of what she does is because we have forced anything on her.
Mm-hmm.
We have guided, we have directed, we have taught, we have talked, we've listened, and like this is what we get.
Yep. This is a product of not actively or intentionally suppressing her or repressing her.
And it's really weird.
Yeah.
It's super weird. It's so weird, and I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
All right, what about you?
I'm realizing through raising Drew that I have many positive things to pull from in raising her. And I don't just mean like from my parents. I mean like parenting Drew has made me feel like a kid again.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things there are lots of things that I did as a kid that were positive and that were fun. Like, we got a karaoke machine and me and Drew, like, we be singing when it's bath time. Me and her literally were singing words back to each other about like what was happening.
Yes.
Like it was a musical.
Drew's life is a musical.
And it was fun. It's like, well, I'm pulling from things that I did as mm-hmm. a kid with my siblings, that I did by myself when I was like, you know, imagining, even journaling. Like, she was journaling the other day when we went to go visit Bree, and she needed her privacy. You know, this
yes.
girl can't read as much as she believe she can, and she nor can she write as many letters as she can.
It doesn't matter.
But she was like focused, and like because of that, because she watches me journal.
She models the behavior that we model, and she, because when it's time for you, mommy, to receive your private time, for you to sit and journal, for you to sit and read, she knows what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Drew has no clue what's happening in this book, but she can narrate the pictures in her mind.
Yes.
And sometimes she does that. She also is able to like recognize some words. I think she's actually like trying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's part of the reason why she be dismissing us when we try to approach her.
She's
during
like,
her
I'm busy. Sorry, maybe tomorrow.
Y'all don't see Randy got her hand up.
No, she doesn't.
She puts her hand up.
And she's only four.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry, maybe later. Maybe I'll love you tomorrow. Okay. Maybe we can kiss tomorrow. But you know, like yes. I'm not just operating, I'm not just parenting or being reparented by myself from like this place of like my childhood was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was very rough and very, very rough compared to her childhood. But
it's all of it.
But like, I also have like positive things. Yeah. Like I remember being a kid, not having many pictures with my mom because she didn't like taking pictures. And I told myself, when I have a kid, I'm always going to be in the pictures, no matter how I feel about how I look, mm-hmm. because that stuff matters when you get older.
Yes.
Like when you're trying to do birthday shout outs and all this stuff, and you don't got no picture, you know, like that type of stuff matters.
I was talking to you about that the other day.
Yeah. Just like playing, like we play hide and seek. We play tag. We talk, you know, like we play, and that, it's also like, it's parenting me too. And mm-hmm. it's showing me that like, you did some fun things as a kid. And this is also partly how you survive.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah. What?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay. How about your last thing?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking just more to your point. I think I spent a lot of time thinking about all of the positive stuff to pull from also.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that stuff is always centered around like family stuff. That's why I be getting like my life whenever we do the family thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember what that was as a kid and how nice it was. It was me, my mom, and my sisters. But like, the family stuff is the stuff that sticks. And I have recreated about 60% of the shit that I've done with just me, my mom, and my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
From road trips. Like, it's just a couple things we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for me to like check off the things in that list. But like, I see the effect that it has on her too. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be doing the exact same thing that we did. Or that it did to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like playing tag with your parents obviously make you like your parents a little bit.
And
like,
hide and seek.
You see them as you get to experience them in different ways. They're not just the people telling you what to do mm-hmm. all the time. I have never played tag with my mom.
Yeah.
You know, but I remember key moments in my life where like my cousin used to have like the biggest birthday parties. Gavin. Mm-hmm. And every birthday party you could count. You could like set your watch to it. There's going to be a food fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the food fights were always like a mess.
Epic.
They put us, I don't know why, how we got away with this stuff. And it was good food too. Mm-hmm. This is West Indian, like it's a spread, right? Don't really be throwing curry and roti and like chow mein. But this is like what we do, like launching food at each other. I used to see my mom be a big kid for like 20 second spurts. Like mm-hmm. I can remember that. And then she immediately go back to, y'all stay away from me with that shit. Like, you mm-hmm. know, she'll like separate herself or whatever. And then like, she go back to like being my mom. But it was like, I could see what you were like as a kid. And I remember them times.
Yeah.
And I think that she's going to remember this. She's going to remember it very vividly.
She is going to remember because she be always wanting to play.
Yeah.
How to eat.
Yeah.
But she doesn't really understand the concept because she keeps hiding in the same spot. Working.
She's four. She don't be hiding. She goes to where she can be visibly like, seen.
I'm right here.
Oh, wow. I did not see. Your turn. She'll get it. She'll get it. But yeah, like you do have a lot of positive things to pull from. And I think that those positive things are having a positive effect. And I feel the same.
Yeah. It's fun. It's like, parenting is, this is funny, you know? Like, we watched Matilda with her.
Oh, man.
And she reacted the way
every kid
reacted. Like, she was really invested. And now when she eats food and she acting like she about to throw up or she can't take it.
We start chanting.
You can do it, Brucey. And she gets it. And she's just like, okay, you got to say Bruce. We say, Bruce.
Yo,
like,
eat your damn zucchini, man. I don't have to cheer.
But like,
I'm going to cheer you on every single time.
But like, now we can all bond over a movie that she really understood and got and was invested in.
She put on her red ribbon this morning. She said, I want to have my Matilda ribbon. And uh-huh. I was like, yeah, girl.
Right. I can't wait till she sees Madeline. We need to do that.
Yes.
But yeah, so yeah. Okay, yeah. Babe, your last thing.
My last thing, and I hate that this is the last thing that I wrote down, but
it's
like
okay.
I'll put a positive spin on it, but it is what it is. One of the things that parenting drew has made me realize about my childhood is that I really wish that my dad was around.
Yeah.
I just do. Now, there are extenuating circumstances because of the reason why my father was not present in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not 100% of which was his fault, right? There's a whole thing called the war on drugs.
Yeah.
Niggas served 15 years for selling drugs. Like, it's a thing that happened. But those were, like, really, like, big years. I don't remember anything after 3. That mm-hmm. was when he, like, was locked up. And then seeing everything that we've done between 0 and 3 with Drew and then where she is right now at 4, I just, like, damn, like, it would have been nice to have someone between this time and then everything moving forward, because I remember where I was at like 4 or 5, how I felt, how I just felt like something was missing, how I'm constantly like looking for things. And like with Drew, she just don't have like a gap to fill when mm-hmm. it comes to like a father figure. Like, she just got a dad. And like, this is just a part of her norm. And yeah. I think that is so cool. And it would have been nice to just be like, oh, this is like my norm.
It's what it is.
We had a conversation with my mother on her birthday. And y'all made fun of me for bringing up these questions. But like,
I didn't make fun of you because of the questions. Y'all made fun of you because it was you.
So like, I found this these list of questions to like ask someone on like a big birthday. My mother was turning 55. And so one of the questions that I asked her was just something related to like me when I was younger. And she had, I don't know how we got to this part of the discussion, but she was like, yeah, when you were younger, you were all over your dad. I was like, huh? Mm-hmm. She's like, you were all over him.
You'd wake up from your nap.
Be separate. You'd be looking for him. You'd be crawling. I'm like, huh? Like, this is so cool to know. Mm-hmm. I have no memory or recollection of this, you know, like to be that. I love being Drew's tree. Mm-hmm. Like I used to be like really, really sore because I wasn't in the best shape, because I wasn't eating the best and I wasn't like working out. And I didn't like that I had to tell Drew that, you know, I needed her to not jump on me so much. I was like, I wish I was a little bit stronger so that I could like deal with it. And now I am like, so like, and that was something that like pushed me to like doing that. And I like that I am this person to her. Mm-hmm. I like that I am this person to her. And she seems to like it, you know, like she's like,
she's always very conscious of like, she'll be like, mommy, I love you. And I love daddy,
and like,
too.
Just including me. It's so like, weird.
I know. Your daddy knows. It's okay.
I love it. I was like, ew. Like, you really like your parents.
She's like, you're a cool mom. And daddy's and cool.
Like, and the same is done in reverse. It's like, I love you, dad. And I love mommy. And I love you, dad. And I love mommy. I love my dad and my mom. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, it's like, you. It's okay. It's okay that you have a connection to like both of us. So like, I don't know. It's just,
I told you what she said, right?
What?
Like, she was like, I think I've said it on the podcast too, but I told her that we had promised to be together forever. Me and you. I was trying to explain how our marriage was. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, can three people be together forever? Yeah. And I was like, what is happening?
My heart.
It's like, yes, you can be. I was like, would you do that? Ever think you'll move out? She's like, no, why would I? And I was
because
like, no, you have to.
But like, and we say that, but obviously she's always welcome back home, but like leave.
Please
go live. And, yeah. You know,
she
do
was
those
like,
things.
No, but I have no idea why you would say anything like that. But yeah, I get it.
Yeah, man. It's just one of those things that like bring it to light. Like, and it's also, it's one of those like things that just guides me in like everything that I do. Like, mm-hmm. And sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it puts me in a space like I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so like, what do I lean on? And not all the times you have to be able to, you don't always have the ability to pull from someone else.
You're
it's like,
blueprint.
Who are you right now?
You.
I'm like, all right, I'm not his son. I'm not her son. I am her dad.
And Drew isn't you.
Like, this is not the same situation. What does she need me to be right now is probably what you should be right now. And I'm like, all right.
That's deep.
And then I'll just go like, do that thing. And it works out. That, you know, I've been needing a formula for shit, for a plan of action. That seems to be the one thing that has been the most successful.
Well, that's how I felt about the cussing thing. Because I was like, okay, I would have gotten popped in the mouth, mm-hmm. or I would have gotten cussed out, or I would have, like, I was like, so, but I don't feel any of that. I was like, well, how do you feel? I don't feel like she's been disrespectful. I feel like she's four.
She's being
I feel
a whole
like she's
four,
like,
you know,
she's confused also about, like, finding out that she could whisper this, but I didn't hear it, but she should tell me. And I'm just like...
Like, you know that's what
yes,
it was too.
I'm just like,
wait, I'm whispering and I'm saying shit.
But I don't,
and no one is.
And I don't know how to explain that. I don't care. Like, I don't care, but I feel like this is also like, I also don't want you to think you can just be cursing all around. But I don't care because.
And so that's why you do the thing you did. And then we had a conversation. Yeah. And we just got to like repeat stuff. Like, true.
I was like, well, just don't do it again. Like, I didn't know what she needed.
Because I can hear you saying,
I didn't know.
Don't.
Like, I'm not mad at you. So I made sure I said that first. But yeah, like, you're right. Like, it's like, okay, well, who does she need and what does she need?
And all of this stuff, by the way, leads her to having the mannerisms that she has that she's stolen from us. Uh-huh. Like, because her personality is her personality, but she stole our personalities.
Yeah.
Like, from the shoulder shrugs to the facial expressions to how she mm-hmm. leans in. That's one of the reasons why I be wanting to pop her. Like, I just want to fight her sometimes.
Yeah.
Because she look at me how I be looking at her when she do shit that she ain't supposed to be doing. And I be doing stuff I ain't supposed to be doing. And she just...
Get it together, Dad.
If she tell me one more time in the wrong context,
like, you know what that means, Dad. You have to get it
that
together.
That time she was right.
You have to get it together.
Because I be telling Drew, like, look, go ahead and gather yourself, get yourself together. Let's like just whatever we need to do to like get it right. And she be waiting. I feel like she be waiting on moments to call me out. She's like, Daddy, are you mad? It's like, no, Drew, I'm not. You need to get it together. It's like, I'm gonna fucking throw you.
Yeah, my girl, you know, stop talking to me. Yeah.
But yeah, I like her.
All right, y'all, engagement. So what are some things your children or your nieces and nephews and or friends' children reminded you of or made you realize about your childhood? Please let us know.
Let us know. Shoot us an email at blackmillmare@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Yes, y'all. So Google will let's keep our number. And we love hearing your voices. You know that.
And we can put it on the next thing.
Yep. Or you can hit us up on social media and let us know again what your children, nieces, nephews, and their friends' children remind you of, or made you realize about your childhood. All right. PDA for Drew.
Oh, will she possibly hear this in the future?
I mean, if she doesn't cut us off or something. I don't know.
All right, well, you go first.
Juby Drew, it's your mom. Hey, girl. Just want to let you know that I love you. I'm so proud of you at this time in your life. You are 4 and I am 31 and you are still teaching me so many things just about myself and about you. And I pray that you know and feel loved and protected and know that you are loved and protected. And that you thrive. And PDA for Daddy. Mikey, you are such a good dad.
Are we doing this? Okay. Yeah,
I'm just like, well, why not?
Yeah.
It'll just be about parenting, though. You're a really great dad, and it really blesses me to see y'all just doing things. And I love our family and how, like, we'll hug and kiss, and Drew will come up and either allow us to continue hugging and kissing
or break us up
or hug us as well. This is what I wanted. This is what I wanted, but wouldn't admit that I wanted. And now that I have it, I'm like, this is it. There are some moments when we're all in bed together because, like, she'll be on her tablet, you'll be on your phone, I'll be reading a book. And I'm like, this is the life. And Groot's somewhere laying down, mad he can't
not
get on the bed.
Away. Yeah.
But yeah, this is the life. And I'm grateful.
Well, thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
All right. So my PDA. So Drew, Doc, my baby, you are 4 at this moment. Daddy is, in his low 30s.
32.
Yes, I am 30 also, like mommy. I want you to know, because you always ask and bring this up, that I am forever proud of who and what you are. I am not always going to be proud of what you do, okay? But who you are is everything. Who you are is enough, and I love you so, so much. You goof. You'll yell at that if you heard this at some point. But yeah, just don't stop in the direction that you're going.
Yeah.
You're going to be just fine. To you, mommy, you also are an amazing mother.
Thank you.
You are our matriarch and we love the absolute crap out of you. I know that we can be a lot. You know that we can be a lot. You say it's because of our signs, our houses. You say it's because of this or that, the alignment of things.
It is
because at the center of our universe, there is you. You are the sun. We revolve around you. And sometimes we just want to soak up that warmth. We don't mean to smother, right? Because we're not trying to put it out. But we absolutely just adore you. I hope that that's evident in the fact that your daughter won't not put her head in your butt. Like, you know, like, she, like those little annoying things that we just can't stop doing is because she's into you. And I, too, love seeing that in your interactions. You are a safe space for our child. That's why she wants to be in it. You are her model. You are who she wants to be. And I hope that that continues. And I don't see that stopping because of who you are. But you are absolutely wonderful. And I appreciate all that you do for her and I.
Thanks, babe.
No problem. So that was our PDA. Randy found our closing song. The Black Millennial Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. All episodes of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast are edited by Randy Chapman at Wordy Productions.
We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite streaming services.
Rate us
5 stars.
Please.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Butterfly Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles. Details are in our show notes.
To hang out with us and support our work as independent creators, please join us at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get access to our Discord channel, unedited episodes, ad-free episodes, Zoom meetings, and more.
Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
On Twitter, we are
Non-existent because the name of the app is X.
Okay.
And on X, we are @_theChapman.
Thank you again for listening, y'all.
As always, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Let the whole thing fade out. No. At that point, you have to bring in the MP3 and place it right there so it's playing at a respectable level. You got it. When you get, when you get, 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon.